This is the Life Songs blogcast. Hello, I am Julie, and this is my blog, What Is For You Will Not Pass You. 23 years ago, I was attending college freshman orientation. I was a bit nervous, but mostly excited. But things took a drastic turn when I was asked to declare a major. It felt like I was determining the direction of the rest of my life by simply checking a box beside one of many options. The moment kicked off a mental crisis for me. Being a Christian, I knew that God had a plan for my life, so I knew it wasn't up to me, and I was okay with that. But what was that plan? What was I supposed to do with my life? I searched for 15 years, trying out different majors and different colleges, much to my parents' chagrin. I read books, took personality tests, got counseling, prayed, and I never seemed to find my niche. Until one day, I realized I was already where God wanted me. For so much of my adult life, I had just gone with the flow. If an opportunity arose, I would take it, but they were opportunities I never deliberately went after, so I never felt like I was pursuing my calling, especially because most of the time, I felt like I was out of my comfort zone and doing things that were not in my skill set. But now, it's all so clear. God was giving me those opportunities. God was expanding my skill set. God was leading me to where I am today. God is good like that. Even when we're stressing and feel like we're going nowhere, He's sometimes slowly leading us in the right direction. I love this quote, "What is for you will not pass you." It's not in the Bible. I don't even know the origin. But for me, it's a reminder that God is in control. I don't know what lies ahead, but God does. And as I seek and pray about what's next, I can also trust that God is not going to let me miss whatever He has for me. Proverbs 21:1, "The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will."